Okay. I think that was an important point in terms of Hashkafas Yadas. And now let's turn our attention in the time remaining today. We're going to end a few minutes early for that meeting in the library. So let's hop right in the time. We have to begin to look at a very, very, very fascinating Gemara. Such a multi-layered Gemara. The Gemara itself is fascinating, working through the Shaka Vitaria. There's some important nuance. We'll definitely begin to address that now. And then the interplay of Shaka Vitaria and comparing and contrasting with parallel sugyas and Psak HaLacha L'maisa becomes incredibly, incredibly rich. The riff raises one set of issues, and the end of Tosi, the end of Tosis raises a larger Lamdash issue, which I had promised we'd talk on this sugya as well. So let's begin, let's take a look at the Gemara. Amar Rishu by Yitzhak. From the two dots near the top of Gilman with Aleph, the Amar Rishu by Yitzhak gave a Psak HaLacha. He made a statement. What do you say? Halacha, tzricha shtei machazekes, rosho v'ruvo v'shulchano. The din is that a sukkah needs to be large enough in terms of length and width, in terms of horizontal dimensions, and it needs to be large enough to contain my head and most of my body. That's an expression you find in other parts of halacha as well. Rosho v'ruvo is maybe my limbs are sticking up, but certainly most of me is going to be inside the sukkah together with the shulchano. It's to behold me and a table. The Rashi already comments here in Sif Aleph, in Siman Aleph, excuse me, that translates practically into seven tefach. Right? As Rishon pointed out, that number appears in Rashi already quoted earlier. The number appears in various places throughout the Masechta, and that is, as a matter of fact, Rashi quotes it right here, right next to the Gemara, as he tells you. Iker Shiro Shavarubo is Zayin Tfachim. Okay. So that's it then. That's the minimum size. Up until we've been talking about the height, the vertical dimensions of the sukkah, but in the course of Beis and Beis, the Gemara mentioned the machlokes of whether sukkah has to be machzik Ro Shavarubo v'shulchano, or much larger, it has to be 4 amas or 4 amas. So Rav Yitzchak says, Ro Shavarubo v'shulchano. Rabbi Abba says, how on earth can you say such a thing? How you talking? Rabbi Abba says, Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak, what are you talking about? Kiman ki Beishamai. You're following the position of Beishamai? So he says, absolutely. Amalei, come on. Who else do you think I'm following? Who else? Of course, I'm following Beishamai. I'm not following Beishillel. I'm following Beishamai. And apparently Rabbi Abba thought, if it's Machos Beishamai Beishillel, how can everyone knows? Beishamai, the rule, general is, B'shalim Hakla Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah, that's what the Gemara usually says, that we accept Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. But as Tosus points out, here, the Tosus on the side, the very beginning of Tosus breaks down to three parts, the three halakim to the Tosus. The opening movement in Tosus, and other Rishon pick up on this as well, a quote from Rav Amram Gaon Siddur, Seder Rav Amram Gaon, who Rav Amram lived, there was a lived during the period of the Gaonim, so he lives several hundred years before Balei Tosfos. Seder Rav Amram Gaon is a sitter. There are two different Gaonim, who separated, I believe, by around 100 years, Rav Netronoi Gaon and Rav Amram Gaon. Each was, in his time, the head of the yeshiva, the major yeshiva in Pumbedisa. I think they're both in Pumbedisa and Bavel. And during the period of Gaonim, the Bavel remained, over the course of the period of Gaonim, Bavel remained the center of global center of Torah learning. So there were shaylos were coming in from all over, from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, to Babel. So both of these Gaonim were asked the same question at different times, which was, we don't know how Davin, could you send us a sitter? And those are the original Sidurim on record, are the Rav Netronoi Gaon Sidur and Rav Amram Gaon Sidur. In the course of the Ryan the Sitter, they sometimes stick in not only the text that you say, the formula, the language of the brachas, but also sometimes dinim. I think this is, I believe, in Shachris. I think this is in the middle of the Birkas Kriyashman of Shachris. He has a side comment where he starts talking about 6 different times that we pass in Beishama. As you see, just to see the first couple of places, so it says, B'seder of Avram Gon, Pasik V'shishim Makom, V'salach Beishama. 6 different machlokes in Beis Shammai, number one is here, Chada, Haida Sukkah, Tzricha Shtei Machazakas, Robo Rusha Rusha Rusha. Right? That's what exactly Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak said. Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak said, Rabbi Abba, you're right. I am passing like Beis Shammai. Absolutely. And the Gemara is another verse. Come back to the Gemara. The Gemara will come back to more of Tosfos later or tomorrow. But Gemara is another version. Ikad Amri. On Rabbi Abba, the Amal Chamani. Rabbi Abba looks at him and says, what? What's that such a thing? Which Tana are you basing yourself on? That he has to call Rosh Hashanah, and he responds, it's Beis Shammai. So more or less the same thing, except the question is, did Rabbi Abba actually mention Beis Shammai? Or Rabbi Abba just sort of threw it out anonymously? It's like, oh, who could that possibly be? And Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak says, Beis Shammai, I'm proudly passing here like Beis Shammai. Go tell me now, don't let go of that talk. Now, where is this all coming from? Where is this all coming from? That this is all based on, as the Gemara is about to tell us, in the Mishnah in the second parak. Perak HaYashin, not Perak HaYashan, it's not someone who's old, Perak HaYashin, someone who's sleeping. Mishnah Chavches, I think it's the second class Mishnah in the Perak, the way the Mishnah is printed here. The last Mishnah in the Perak is the one that Rabbi Berman quoted in his opening shiur at the beginning of his month. The steer between Diras Arai versus Kal Shivas Yama Osa Adam Osa Sukas Al Keva Obeis Arai. That's a Mishnah by Yeshiva Sukkah B'Kavias. That Mishnah Chav Ches and Beis. We're focused on the Mishnah now Chav Ches Amud Aleph. What the Mishnah say? Rosh Aruba Shulchano Rosh Aruba Sukkah Shulchano B'Sal Chabayis. A fellow is sitting at the doorway, 1 foot out the door, literally, or maybe both feet out the door. Rosh Aruba are on the Sukkah. But it sounds like probably his legs are extending out unless he's sitting cross-legged. And his table is outside the sukkah. So your mom is sitting right inside the sukkah, but at the doorway facing out. You're facing the open doorway, and your table is on the other side of the door. So you're in the sukkah, but your table is not. So what's the din? Beisham may say pasul, Beisil say kasher. And then the Mishnah has a debate between Beisham and Beisil to try to figure out what do they hold in the previous generation. This Tana, we don't hear about so much. Yochan ben Acharanus. Mishnah says in Chav Ches Amud Aleph, they once were the previous generation, or several generations, but the early days of Hashem Beis Hillel, they went to visit Yochanan ben Acharanus, and lo and behold, that's where he was sitting. He was 2 feet out the door, he was in the Rosh Ruvah B'Sukkah B'Shulchan B'Zoch HaBayis, and Beis Hillel's tradition was that no one said anything. Lo Amar Lo Davar. Neither Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel. So don't you see, your Rebbeim weren't bothered by that. So why? That's what they say. But they'll say Beishamai, and Beishamai say no, just the opposite. We heard that they did say something. Amalim Beishamai. Beishamai say Beisil, no, Misham Raya. That's it. Does that prove anything? Or Adrav Misham Raya. That's a proof to us. But Rashi says Misham Raya bit me. I said, what? You're proving your shita that's kosher from that? Nah. I fame Amrulo. What our tradition is that the way the story ended is not that they said that you had a nice visit in the same day. No, they said they gave him over the head. If they told him, "Can I use a noeg lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah mivecha?" They say, "Yochem el Charanis, what's going on here? If this is how you sit in sukkah every year, you were never yotzei mitzvah sukkah." Ad kan the Mishnah, end of the Mishnah. About other topics, that's the chunk of the Mishnah is relevant to us. The machlokes what? A machlokes over. You have the table outside. You're inside. So Rabbi Abba said to Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak. Rabbi Shmuel and Yitzchak are both assuming what? Both assuming that Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak's psak is like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. They both agree that's a hanach they both accept. The question is, are we comfortable with pasuk Beis Shammai or not? The Rabbi says, what on earth? How do you pasuk Beis Shammai? Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak says, no, there's an exception. Here we try to talk about pasuk like Beis Shammai. Check. And Rav Amram Golem Kotza. And so the next line of Gemara is going to attack probably both Amoraim, because both Amoraim are working within the assumption that Beis Shammai would hold that a six tefach sukkah that holds me but not my table is possible, and Beis Hillel would hold that a six tefach sukkah is kosher. It doesn't have to have room for a table. My table could be outside the sukkah. All it needs to have is room for me. So by Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak insisted it has to be seven tefach, not six. It has to be box like Rosh Ruba Vishal Chano. If it was Rosh Ruba, he is accepting the position of
Beishan. Bezalel would never say that. That's the key point. Not so much that Beishan would say that, Bezalel would not say that. And they're both assuming that Bezalel would passel a six tefach sukkah. That sets up Nachman Yitzchak's kasha, because what's his kasha? Nachman Yitzchak. He says, I don't understand. How do you understand maskana? I don't understand the kasha. I don't understand the text. I mean, Michael Beishan is a sukkah. Who says Beishan is a hilah arguing over a small sukkah? Maybe they're only arguing over a big sukkah. And just to clarify terminology here, the Gemara can use, let's see how it goes. But a sukkah katana means the issue that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak raised, which is what's the minimum size for a sukkah. Sukkah gadol means the sukkah is plenty big, but I happen to be sitting at the edge and my table is outside. Maybe that's all they're arguing about. They're going to the Yasser, Apumat Matulta, they're sitting at the edge. Fellow sitting at the opening of the sukkah, shulchan v'sof chabayis, and his table's in the house. So you imagine you have a patio door. So you built your sukkah up against a patio door. So you just drag, a nice dining room table, you can bring it outside in the concrete, it's going to get dirty. So you just drag the table over, and the table, it's going to rain, my fancy dining room table's going to get ruined by the rain. So I leave the dining room table under the roof, but my body is under the tzach. So the Gemara says, whoever said that they're arguing over the minimum size of a sukkah? It's a beautiful, large sukkah. I have a gorgeous 8x12 sukkah. I have a gorgeous 16x20-foot sukkah. It's immense, enormous. But my table happens not to be in the sukkah. But that's sukkah gedola, meaning that it's not a question of the size of the sukkah, just a question of the table placement. So maybe that's the whole issue is not about sukkah size. Nothing to do with sukkah size. Hey, everyone agrees. Maybe, in other words, maybe everyone agrees that what? The sukkah size has to be seven. Why do you attack? Why is Rabbi Abba attacking Rosh Hashanah? Oh, you're a Beis Shamanik. And why is Rosh Hashanah's only response? Yes, I am a Beis Shamanik in this case. Why? What's it to Beis Shamanik? Maybe everyone agrees the sukkah has to be seven tefachim. The machlokes is everyone agrees the sukkah, the table has to be able to fit in your sukkah. But the question is, okay, but let's say it doesn't. It could fit, but I chose to leave the table in the house and to lean over, and to stick my hand in to take the food off the table and put it in time out. Maybe all agree. Why is everyone? We're not really looking at the previous generation, saying why are they all assuming that this premise that's Beis Shammai. Who says that Beis Shammai? That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah is talking about Xera Drabbanon. Avad the sukkah has to be seven tefachim. Everyone agrees. Beis Hillel never said poo about that. They didn't talk about that. So he's giving up psak. We know no Tana took a stand. And he's taking a stand. So what was the kash on him? And why did he give such a weak response? He had to say he passed the Hashem. What did he say? Not shy. Not wrong. Maybe that's all in machleik is if everyone agrees the sukkah has to be seven tefachim, but machleik is was. We have to make sure my table is inside of it. V'deka nami, and he even says I have a deal. Because the kasani mishai rosh aru v'sukkah v'sholchano v'soch habayis. That was the opening line of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says you should just to be sensitive to the fact. Well, it's probably something that you understand intuitively.
The way Mishnahs are almost invariably phrased, structured, I should say, is you have a case and you have a din. Mishnah presents a case and they'll tell you either just bestam what the din is, or present the case and they'll say, okay, this Tana says the din is this Tana says the din is that. Tomei, tar, mutter, asr, kosher, pasul, whatever. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, look at the way the case is phrased. Look at the way the case is phrased. What's the deal from the way the case is phrased? That deal is coming up. That we get too soon. So the Gemara starts with a deal about the way the case is phrased. Yes? No? As opposed to. Yeah, very good. Let's just read this carefully. I know some guys are getting it's a hard line to read. Deka nami, it's meduyik as well. And the machlokas is about sukkah ketana, sukkah gedola, meaning just about this gzeira, because after all,
What does the word Isa mean in Hebrew? Yesh. Right? This is a top shin switch. Yesh, shin in Aramaic, in Hebrew often appears as a top in Hebrew. Like that and that. Right. Shalosh is tlas, and sheleg, snow, becomes talga, and ashar becomes a turah. So here also, yesh becomes is, or isa. So the Gemara says, im isa, if it's true, im yesh, if it is indeed the case, then what? That the machlok is about sukkah signs, then machazekes, the ena machazekes, mi bali, quote unquote machazekes, or quote unquote ena machazekes, mi bali, should have been said. We should be talking in terms of, why are we talking about where you're sitting? Why are you focusing on the guy? Do I say, oh, if someone's sitting in a sukkah which is a malami asr mamma, it's possible? No. You say, a sukkah which is a malami asr mamma, it's possible. You don't have to stick me into it. The sukkah is possible. So the Gemara says, why don't you say, a sukkah, she'ina machzekes, roshu, roshu, chada, was possible. But some may say possible, but still say kasha. If it's really about the sukkah. So that's what Nachman Yitzchak says. You see, that's not about the sukkah. Because we said Misha Haya, and we didn't say Sukkah She'ina Machzekes. Right? If we would have said a sukkah which doesn't hold Rosh Hashulchan, then that would have indicated we're talking about the actual size. It's the issue of sukkah size, which is presumably a real din d'oraisa, and that is what? That's what we call sukkah ketana. How small can a sukkah be? It's such a small sukkah. As opposed to say mishahaya, it sounds like it's just a question of not of sukkah size, but merely of table placement. It's just drabanan. It may be drawn. Means if I'm in the sukkah but my table is not, there's always a concern that to do that requires incredible self-control because I need to pick up the food like this and bring it to my mouth. So if I've gone to West Point, I've been training you three square meals a day. You sit ramrod straight and you never lean over to your food. You sit ramrod straight and you lift the food and bring it to your mouth. If you've been trained that way, you'll be able to successfully eat on the edge because you'll keep your body in the sukkah. You always bring the food to you. But people who have not been trained in West Point will often end up leaning over the table a bit. Whatever Emily Post would say about that, but that is the Matthias. So that's where it looked. So that's where Nachman said, that's what Beishamai are worried about. They say, if your table's out of the sukkah, so then there's a concern that you're going to end up leaning over. And they still say no. You tell the guy, look, if you want to do this, you have to be careful. Be aware that you make sure you don't end up out of the sukkah. All right, go like this. Eat like this without moving. But again, we're not going to success. But no one's disputing sukkah sauce. Everyone agrees sukkah sauce is big enough to theoretically hold a table. But the shaila is, does the table actually have to be there? And that's what we call, that issue is what we call sukkah bidoah. I know there are some hands, but I want to finish the Gemara. We can always take questions afterwards, and we only have a couple minutes before we head down the hole. So I want to see the how the Gemara plays out. And I'd be glad we have to take questions after that.
What's the deal?
That we said this, about that. The language in the case was Mishahaya as opposed to Sukkah She'ina Machzekes. But now the Gemara says, one second. The Gemara says, there's two attacks on this. Rav Nachman Yitzchak's theory was the whole Machlokas initially is only Sukkah Gedolah. And then the Gemara has two kashas against that theory. Number one, don't tell me that everyone agrees that a minimum size of a sukkah is at least 7 tefachim. I'll prove to you that's not the case. But lo pligi, there's no machlokas of a sukkah kana. That's demonstrably false. I'll demonstrate to this in Tosha Machlokas.
V'asanya, listen to the following two brises. One brisa says, Machazek HaToshim Ravishul Chanok Shinra, if it's Sukkah 7 Tvachim, holds Rosh Ruvo and my table, that's kosher. And Rebbe says, no, it has to be Dalal Amas. But Tanya Itoch, the other brisa says, Rebbe Yomer Kol Sukkah She'im Ba'ar Ba'amas to Arba Amas Psula. Again, the same sheet of Rebbe, needs to be 4 Amas wide. Chachalim say, no mention of Shulchan. Second price, they mention Shulchan. So the first price presented the non-Rabbi Yehuda Nasi approach as 7 Tvachim. The second price presents the non-Rabbi Yehuda approach as 6 Tvachim. Kashi Hadadi, Stira and Brises. What's the answer? It's not a Stira. It's Machlokas. Allah Shwami Noah Habisham Avazil. Now, it clearly Machlokas Atanam, the you could stand your head and say, well, it's not Beis Hillel. But the Gemara says, isn't the most logical way of looking at it to assume that this is the same Machlokas B'Shem Yisrael? Especially, that's a point of logic we have to return to, the fact that we assume that that's the most reasonable way to go. And the Gemara follows up with a idea, which may be part of what's driving that. You're right, we didn't say Beferish in his Bryce is B'Shem Yisrael, but look back at that Mishnah. Here comes Diyuk number two. Masnisa Nami Deka, this is attack number 2 on Nachman Yisrael. Number 1, there clearly are anonymous Tanaim who hold that even that Sukkah could be 6 Tvachim. Number 2, read the Mishnah. Beishayim Postman, Basil Machshirin, look at before the Diyuk was in the language of the case. But now look in terms of the language of the Din. The Im Isa, if you're right, that the Mahog is only about what? Only about Sukkah Gedola. Then how do you say you did it wrong? The sukkah is fine. You just were sitting in the wrong place. Beishanam lo yatsa, beishanam yatsa, beishanam. It should have said yatsa lo yatsa as opposed to pasal and kasher. So here, what it actually says in poslin, machshirin, as opposed to saying yatsa lo yatsa, lo yatsa yatsa. So you see that what? So what does the Gemara say? Elamai, what do you see? Elakashi Mishahaya. The guy said, so now the Gemara said, oh, so it sounds like the Machlokas was about this. Let's look at Katana. Right? And again, now we understand well, that's our response to Rachid. Now we understand well what the earlier Amoraim were debating, because they were all assuming that B'Shem was still arguing about Sukkah Kitana, but the size, the essential size of the Sukkah. Because after all, that's why the Mishnah says, Polis and Machshirin. Then the Gemara says, well, 1 second. But Rachid's got a good point. How about the first Diyuk? You're right, the second line of the Mishnah sounds like Sukkah Katana, but the first line of the Mishnah sounds like Sukkah Gedola. So which one is it? So Gemara says, Ela Kashmi Shahaya, but then what do you do with the Reisha of the Mishnah? Leola Mekarki Pligi. Gemara says the answer is, Dal Machlokas. Pligi B'Sukkah Katana, Pligi B'Sukkah Gedola. It's really two Machlokas in one. One phrase, one sentence, they're both, the fact that the beginning sounds like one case and the end sounds like another case is a very efficient way of packing both into the language of the Mishnah. So really, it's bimaramis to the two different cases, and both are being debated by Shabbat. So in the end, the Gemara says, they're arguing about both, and we paskin like Beishamai, that Sukkah Ketana, that the minimum size of a Sukkah is at least 7 Tvachim. The one lingering question is, Halab, we never said explicitly what we think about Sukkah Gedola. That's going to become a major machlokas on Rishonim. Tosas is going to take a stand, but not everyone's going to agree with Tosas. We'll pick up with that Mirat Hashem tomorrow.